Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Welcome back to Going In Raw. It's the wrestling podcast where we do all sorts of crazy, naked, sexual things.
None of that's true. We just eat chips.
I'm going to try not to...
And chew directly into the mic.
I'm going to try not to eat right in the mic.
Yes, please.
It was gross when I did the donuts. It sounded like nasty.
Yeah, it did.
On today's Going In Raw... Sting gets injured. We got our MSG show predictions. The Lesnar go to hell tour. Gorilla position. We talk about Sting.
I'm just sort of going over what I just see the show notes, and I'm just sort of I'm bullshitting right now.
Really, what everybody wants to
I'm
get to.
I'm just excited about Kayfabe Corner. Number one, you see the shirt?
You got your t
shirt. You can get this at StevenLarsonSpreadshirt.com right now. It's amazing. It says real. Real or fake?
That one says real.
Real, exactly. Very good. That's one for one. What's yours going to say?
Guess.
Fake.
Correct.
That's right. We're both winners. So anyways, later on, I have a very, very special kayfabe corner.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this because you've been teasing
changing things. It's like three weeks now.
Yeah, because last week I was sick. Earlier this week.
And then the week before that was a Dan episode.
Yeah, so we haven't done kayfabe in a while.
Right. So a little low on news, but first we're going to go ahead. Since we're going into Raw, we're going to talk about last week's Raw.
Let's talk about Sting first, since it was something that kind of happened towards...
Tell the people what happened.
He got hurt in his match against Rollins, and there was a lot of rumors going around about how bad it was, whether it was career-threatening, career-ending, so on and so forth. And he did an interview with WWE.com, I think it was last Friday?
Something like that.
Like around the weekend, and he shed some light on his condition, and apparently he got pretty fucked up. He was tingly in his extremities, but he gutted it out and finished the match. Well, I thought one thing I found interesting was that he didn't exactly know what was wrong.
Like, right.
Everything had been filtered through his wife, and they said something about cervical spinal stenosis,
right.
Which is a narrowing of the spinal column.
Oh, God. Don't be a wrestler, kids.
Yeah. But and to his credit, being the pro that he is, you know, he made it clear that he accepted the responsibility for his own injury.
Sure.
And talked... extremely highly of Seth Rollins.
Heaped nothing but praise on Seth.
Yeah.
Which was great.
Yeah.
And Seth's concern seemed to be, it was nice to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching the Stone Cold documentary.
Yeah.
Just the other day, and I can watch that for ages because it's got a lot of great stuff in
yeah.
it. But Bret Hart was talking about when Owen dropped Stone Cold on his head,
mm-hmm.
and how he was like, yeah, Owen always felt bad because he basically just forgot to call. And say, hey, are you okay? I'm sorry. So it made Owen look like a complete asshole.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nice to see that Seth poked his head into the ambulance. Yeah. He was like, hey, are you okay?
What went wrong?
What went wrong?
Isn't that what he said?
What did I do? That's my
wrong. Why are you making him sound angry?
What did I do, Sting? Sting, what did I do?
That's not bad.
That's not a bad one. I just came up with it. I can make it better. It was nice to hear that. Let me ask you this.
What?
Do you ever want to see Sting wrestle again?
I want to see him win a match on a pay-per-view. Obviously, he won't be taking any turnbuckle bumps.
You know what else I watched the other day that was just sad?
Hmm.
Bret Hart's U.S. title win when he came back to the WWE. You weren't watching. I wasn't even watching at that point.
Yeah.
I didn't care. It was just gross to me.
Yeah.
Because he's so old, you knew that he had like a stroke on a motorcycle and crashed. I forget what happened. That did happen, right?
Yeah, after Goldberg kicked him in the head.
Yeah.
He got a concussion and eventually had a stroke.
Yeah.
Wasn't on a motorcycle? That sounds right.
How did he not die? That's crazy that he didn't have a stroke on a motorcycle and not die.
Yeah.
Anyway. It was just sad because he went off the Miz, but it was like Tyson Kidd and some other guy. That was part of the new generation.
Davey Boy
Smith Jr. Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Anyways, this kind of reminds me of that a little bit now, just because we said this 2 weeks ago. He should have been taking dose bumps. He didn't need all the power bombs. He definitely didn't need the table spot,
yeah.
You know?
But, you know, he Sting mentioned this in an interview before that match, I believe. That, you know, what he saw as his purpose in joining the WWE was not to necessarily enhance his legacy,
right.
But to put other people over.
Right.
Which, again, speaks to his professionalism, you know.
Absolutely.
So I'm sure he, you know, like all those guys, they just want to go out there and put on the best match they can.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's just I hate to see old people get hurt.
No, I do too. So hopefully he heals up and we get to see him at least one more time.
Can we talk about this now?
What?
Michael Cole is shredded.
Oh, yeah. You sent me that picture.
I sent you that picture, and you said you didn't even think it was Michael Cole.
Well, the buff one, you know, since he was posing and making a
make
face.
A poop face, yeah.
Yeah, it didn't look like him.
I know. It was totally Michael Cole, though.
That's shocking.
That is shot 11 months.
That's a lot to lose in 11
months.
And
he's 48.
That's really impressive.
There is hope for me.
Yeah.
I can be shredded.
And me, too.
And you, too. Me more than you, though.
I don't need to lose weight. I just need to.
You just need to shred up.
Yeah, I need to get
I need shredded. To shred up and lose weight. The stuff he was talking about doing, though, I was like, man.
Well, what is he doing?
You know, I'd have to stop eating the way I eat, which is what I love to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's a life change.
Oh, yeah.
I really like my life.
It's not a diet.
But I also want to be shredded.
It's not a diet. It's an entire change of life.
That's. Have you seen, who's the magician? Penn or Teller? Penn?
Oh, he lost a lot of weight, too.
Like a ton in a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think it's time now for Shredded.
Raw Cap?
Raw Cap. That's right. It's a shredded version of Raw Cap.
There wasn't much to
Michael Cole. You know, it was
there
really
wasn't
sweet.
Much memorable to happen on Raw. Okay,
Triple
let's talk
H-
over each other for the next 5 minutes.
Triple H tweeted out that picture also, yeah. Michael Cole.
And
said,
told
hey,
him to work on his poses.
Hey, work on your poses, Michael Cole. Good job. Way to go. And I just know he still just wants to give him a wedgie.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, go ahead.
Raw wasn't terribly memorable.
I didn't watch Raw, but I'm going to only because of Kane.
Yeah.
I love. Yeah, we haven't even had a chance to talk about Kane's recent developments. How there's dual Kane. There's corporate Kane
and there's demon Kane.
It's the Heckle and Hyde thing. But he's
say Heckle and Jide. It's Jekyll and Hyde, man.
Jekyll and Hyde. Yeah. But he's aware of it. I love that he's like, "Hey, Seth, it's good to see you. You better not run into the demon." You know,
yeah.
I love that. I think that's great.
Yeah.
Is
it the best work of Glenn Jacobs' career?
I say, yeah. I think his insurance business is popping off. That reflects in his work here in the WWE.
Yeah.
Here. I say here. I absolutely do think it's his best work. I saw an old Raw the other day. I don't know why I've been watching the network so much lately, but I saw an old Raw the other day where it was the main event was Isaac Yankem versus the Ultimate Warriors for that brief time when a Warrior came back in like 96.
Yeah.
And it was terrible.
Yeah.
And now, God, I love Kane. I think he's great.
He is great.
He's so like underrated.
What
you know?
I understand is if you go on the internet on the wrestling dirt sheets and whatnot, everybody complains about corporate Kane. They just want old Kane back.
I don't
corporate
get
Kane,
it.
Corporate Kane is great.
He is great. Now, I love what they're doing right now because I like it to be I mean, Corporate Kane, like anything else, gets old.
Yeah.
You know, I like that they're changing it up right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could say it's a little bit bothersome that Seth and the big title are doing Kane right now.
Yeah.
They're doing the Kane thing right now, which we all know is a placeholder for whatever is happening. But hopefully it's a story that builds to the eventual Triple H feud, which seems to be where they're going to.
One thing that is definitely worth mentioning that happened on Raw, the New Day.
Hold on a second.
Week in and week out, the most entertaining part of Raw.
By far.
Is the New Day.
It's not plugged in over there.
Steve. Your computer skills are booty. Say that into the mic.
My computer skills are booty. John Cena, your title reign is booty. Oh, I love those guys. They're great. And the it was all perfect. It was so perfect. Yeah, I love the New Day. They're still feuding with the Dudleys though.
Yeah.
They're probably going to have a match. Hey, you know what would be so much fun, though, is if they brought in the Primetime Players as a third tag team
I would
in
like
this
that a lot.
Overall feud.
But instead, the Primetime Players' job to the Wyatt family quickly.
The Wyatts are kind of up there, though. That sucks, though, dude. That sucks. They need to be brought back.
Once they drop the belts, they just seem kind of be...
Oh, big time, I know.
Just
the brought
the
Dudleys. And then if they bring in, you know...
Enzo and Cass.
Enzo and Cass, but I was thinking like the Hardys, like more nostalgia acts. The Usos are probably going to be back. It wouldn't surprise me. They're just going to keep on getting buried. I fear their reign is over, which is a big bummer because I thought they were very entertaining. It's just the New Day is obviously so much more over as those that you can just tell they're hot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's a bummer. What's Cena doing these days? Is he just doing the open challenge still?
Yeah, I don't think he's got a feud set up going into Hell in the Cell as of yet. He's wrestling Rollins at the Madison Square Garden
thing
on this weekend in a cage match.
Okay.
But well, I don't see that continuing on another month.
We'll talk about that in a second.
Rollins wrestling Kane.
Reigns versus Wyatt at Hell in the Cell. Is that going to be a Hell in the Cell match? Really?
They had a match at the main event of Raw. The match itself was okay, but then, you know, they did the brawl outside.
Sure.
And that was actually pretty good.
Okay.
It was actually pretty good in building up some intensity, because the feud just seems to be kind of floundering a bit.
Yeah, it does. It does. There needs to be
some. But for the first
time,
I felt like there was some decent intensity going on.
Hell in the Cell is a good, tangible thing to sort of build up to, you know?
Yeah, and it's like, fitting for that feud where
it is for sure.
The Wyatts will inevitably get involved.
What other matches? Let's see. So we know Brock Lesnar versus Taker at Hell in the Cell.
Yeah, and then
talk about that in a second.
And we know we have Wyatt Reigns at Hell in the Cell.
You ask here, I mean, this is an obvious answer. Why are they wasting time building that Big Show? It's because he's fighting Lesnar. But
people aren't going to want to watch that hoping to see a competitive match. They're going to watch that wanting to see Lesnar beat the shit out of
Big Show. So you think they should, to build up this match, they should continue to have Big Show job?
No, they should
to
have
everybody.
They should. I'm fine with having.
That'd be kind of funny, actually.
I'm fine with having Show beat people.
Yeah.
But as a side note to that, they should just run their match from Royal Rumble from 2 years ago in a loop.
Yeah.
Where Lesnar beat the fuck out of him for like 8 minutes. It wasn't even an official match. The bell never rang. He just destroyed him, because that's what's going to happen.
Because all they're showing right now are clips from like 2002 when the Big Show was still a relatively credible threat.
I know, when he had hair, too.
He had hair. Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think it's dumb. Again, he's the last, besides Zack Ryder, he's the last guy. And Zack Ryder might actually be fun to watch him get murdered.
That would be fun.
That would actually be fun. So maybe I'd want Zack. He might be the low man on this list.
They had Heyman come out. Sorry, they had Heyman come out to cut a promo.
I saw a little bit of that.
And Show came out to you know, debate him a little bit. It's like, I don't dislike Big Show.
Yeah.
He's competent on all levels.
Yeah.
He makes me laugh on occasion.
Sure, yeah.
But it's just, I don't know.
No,
I've seen it a million times already.
I know.
Why didn't we see it again?
I know. I don't get it. There's so many other quality opponents. Like, they could have made this into a pretty big thing. But
I still think they should have had Taker Brock 3 at this network event.
Madison Square Garden.
That would have made it something that you really, you know, that's must watch.
That's must watch.
That's a reason to subscribe to the network.
And in a house show, because I actually really, really dig the lower production value of the house show. It's just, it feels more intimate.
Yeah.
Even though there's like, it's no different than a Raw at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
It just feels more intimate when there's not all.
Wouldn't
the
it be cool? Wouldn't it be cool if they did the entry like they used to do in the old pay per views at Madison Square Garden, where they just have the doorway.
I know.
And everything else is
that'd
full
be
of people.
Great.
It'd be great instead of blocking off a little section of seats for the Titantron.
I know, that'd be amazing.
That'd be awesome.
So let's talk about Madison Square Garden. Oh, Ryback and Kevin Owens are gonna have an Intercontinental Championship match on SmackDown. That's how you know Ryback's done with the IC belt, is if they have that on SmackDown, because you know that belt ain't gonna change hands. They're trying to move on from Ryback as quickly as possible. Why do you think that is? Do you think that this isn't a case of Ryback being elevated above the belt, is it?
No. It's a case of Ryback being boring.
But do you think the WWE thinks that way?
I mean, why else would they take the belt off him so soon?
I guess so. I'm just surprised, because usually, like, Ryback, for some reason, only injury really halts his pushes.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I don't know. Maybe they just thought they'll do something else with him.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, he's definitely not above the belt.
No, he's...
But he's...
We know that.
He's not adding anything to the belt, and I don't think the belt's adding anything to his character.
Yeah, I agree.
Whereas Owens, I think, can bring some prestige to the belt and also, you know, make it seem like it's worth something like he did with the NXT belt.
Yeah. Let's talk about the MSG show.
Yeah. Will you be watching live, or will you be like me and watching it on replay?
Is it going to be on at 3 in the morning?
No, it's in New York. Why do they have it on at 3 in the morning?
I'm asking you. I don't know.
No, it's going to be on, I think, at 5 or
MSG
something.
In New York.
Yeah.
It's on Tokyo.
No.
Well, that's good. I don't know. When is it? Saturday?
Yeah.
What time?
I'm guessing 5.
I can watch it.
Okay.
I have no problem watching that. Yeah, I can.
Okay. Well, can and will are two different things.
I can't tell the future. I might be dead by then. I might literally go outside and get shot by bullets.
I hope not.
There's an incident 2 miles down the road last weekend. A guy started shooting off shotgun in the air, and the cops brought the entire SWAT team from Sacramento out to his house. I was watching it live on KCRA3, where the news comes first.
Thank you.
So let's do our predictions.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. What a shit match this is going to be. Orton versus Sheamus. That's my prediction. Crap.
How do you? Oh, let's write crap.
Crap. Just write crap. I think technically it's P-F-F-F-F-T.
Randy's going to win. No, sorry.
Sheamus is going to win that. Orton's just jobbing. He needs to hear some voices in his head that say, you need to fight some real jobbers, Orton. I don't think he cares anymore. Now
do you understand,
we're in the Orton funk?
I know. He had a squash match against Bo Dallas on Raw.
Who squashed who? I don't know. They might be pushing Bo Dallas.
Come on.
Fat Dallas. That guy's got the worst outfit for his body type.
I know.
Like, his brother's fatter than him, but he looks like a badass. Like, Bray Wyatt.
It's the packaging.
He looks like a fat guy wearing diapers.
I know. They should really get him out of the white tights.
They really do need to get, like, any day now, I expect to see shit stain.
I know.
You know what's sad about Bo Dallas? I was watching, I think I watched a bit of his segment on Raw. Didn't he cut a promo at the beginning? I think he did. Okay. Bo Dallas is a really good talker.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a really cool look about him. Just like his brother.
Yeah.
Like, especially his brother with a beard. But Bo Dallas pulls it off without a beard. He's got the rotunda look.
Yeah.
He could have been something big. I think he has that factor that could have made him something big.
I think his packaging is what's holding him back.
Absolutely.
Even if you keep the motivational speaker thing that he does, which he does well. But
he does it well.
But his packaging, his look, just doesn't fit that.
I think he needed something. Gimmicks like that are always losers. They're always losers. Mm. And like Bray Wyatt is way up here. He doesn't have the belt. He's probably gonna have a belt anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
But he's always up here, no matter who he loses to.
Yeah.
And he loses a lot.
Yeah, he does.
He's always up here.
He's probably gonna lose it hell in the
packaging
cell.
Brings him up here.
Yeah.
He's got prestige somehow, some
Mystique.
Way. Yeah, exactly. Mystique.
Gravitas.
Bo Dallas could have had something. I'm not going to say similar storyline-wise or character-wise, but he could have had something with gravitas because I think he can pull it off.
Yeah.
I read somewhere, like, I guess, and I couldn't really tell, but somebody noted online, one of the dirt sheets, yeah, you know, after Bo Dallas came back from his beating from Brock Lesnar, came back a couple weeks later, and he seemed to have more of a darker streak. Like, he's not as cheery. I haven't seen that at all. But maybe something in the promo somebody saw. I forget what I was talking about.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. But anyways, when I saw him delivering his promo on Raw, I was like, you know what? He's such a good talker.
He is.
He's such a good talker, and he's got loads of natural charisma, and he's got a great look. And they just fucked it up. Because he's never going to come out of that. I don't even think, and apparently Bray Wyatt he doesn't want him in the Wyatt family. He says, no, we need to do our own things, which is cool. Like, you know, I think he doesn't want his brother to be like second fiddle to him.
Yeah.
Because I think that would instantly happen.
Yeah.
I don't know what you can do with Bo Dallas. I mean, we can make a joke about it. We can crack like we do with the Kevin Owens thing and the Adam Rose thing and the Roman Reigns thing.
Angle of the week.
But seriously, he could have been, I think he really could have been big.
I mean, I don't know how old he is. I assume.
Can somebody come back from where he's at? Can somebody be turned around? Has it happened?
It happens all the time. Look how all the awful angles, say, Kevin Nash had before he came upon Diesel.
Yeah.
A lot of guys go.
This day and age.
I mean, even Bray Wyatt was.
I guess Bray Wyatt was Husky Harris, but he wasn't distinctive. He didn't establish himself the way that Bo Dallas has.
I don't know. I mean, Dolph was a member of the Spirit Squad. For a while.
But again, not as Dolph Ziggler.
No, I understand.
You know.
I mean, like, the people who know wrestling know about his past.
Yeah, I know.
And the Spirit Squad, so it's not...
I want hope. I want hope for
agree.
Bo Dallas.
I agree.
I want to Bo leave.
Me too.
Owens versus Jericho. This is Jericho's 25th anniversary, It's the day of the MSG thing is going to be
his 25th anniversary.
His very first match was against Lance Storm. I think an internet countout. I read this online. I don't know that automatically.
Okay. Well, I would assume, yeah.
So this is going to be his 25th anniversary. Does that get him over Owens?
It's for the belt, so no.
Oh, it is for the belt. No. Okay, never mind then. No. Owens wins.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Write it down. Write it down. Owens wins. The New Day! Dudley Boys!
You skipped one.
Oh. Rusev versus Dolph.
Dolph wins.
Who won the last one? Dolph? Rusev. I say Rusev wins. Okay. Rusev. Machka. Rusev. The New Day versus the Dudleys.
If there's going to be a title
change. Bubba Ray Dudley, you are booty.
If there's going to be a title change, I think this is where it might happen.
I think you're right. I think a title change validates the network doing this. I think that's the main thing. I think specifically that's why the Dudleys didn't win the last pay-per-view, because they wanted to win at Madison Square Garden. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can book us both that one. And by the way, let us know what you think, who your predictions are in the comments. Rollins versus Cena for the U.S. title.
Yeah. In a steel cage. Kane's going to get involved. He'll come up through the ring and pull Rollins down or something.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
So I guess that means Cena wins?
Cena wins.
Or dusty finish.
DQ. Rollins wins by DQ. Womp, 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 womp.
Do we even have to talk about the next one? Lesnar's show.
Oh, I guess we can say over, under 5 minutes.
Under.
Under 5 minutes?
No, hold on. I'll say over. Let's say this. How many seconds of offense will the Big Show get in? Under, over 90 seconds.
I'll give him credit. I'll say over.
I'm going to say under.
You think it's going to be just destruction? Yeah. Could be right. I'll say over, though. I don't have that much faith. Let's see here. Lesnar, Go to Hell Tour.
Yeah, that's the October, as Dan affectionately called it.
Yeah.
Brocktober.
Brocktober.
It's great. It's a good marketing slogan.
Yeah, I know. They should use it.
Yeah.
Brock is going to be on the Stone Cold podcast.
Yeah.
There's no way. I would love Brock versus Austin. Kind of.
Not sure. Well, Heyman try to tease at something when he was on Stone Cold's podcast?
Yeah, he was setting it up, and then Austin went into Austin mode and started cutting a promo on him, talking about his beady eyes and stuff.
Yeah,
and then he would destroy Brock in a Texas death match. Yeah. But then he came out many times and said it's not going to happen.
I know.
That's a bummer, but also I'm not sure I want to see Austin in the ring at this point.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like if he said, "Hey, I feel like $1 million, I can wrestle one match, and I can give it my all." If he said that, I'd totally be into it. Maybe this is all a work.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a work. Maybe him saying no way is a work.
Could be.
I don't know. We'll find out on the podcast one way or the other, because the podcast either will set up a match or it won't.
It'll squash the speculation once and for all.
I'm looking forward to this more than any of the other podcasts, because we heard Heyman had already done like three of them.
Yeah.
Nobody really cares about the Page one. I love Page, don't get me wrong.
You said the Edge and Christian one wasn't that illuminating, right?
No. I just don't think they have much to talk about. Their careers were not that storied. I mean, Edge...
On paper, they were.
On paper, they were. But I like Edge.
Yeah.
I like Edge is fine. Christian seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Christian, it's funny because I was watching, especially in his last couple of years, Christian looks so small.
I know.
And his hair was short. Like, he just looked like an HR guy. He looked like a regular guy.
Yeah.
Looked like a fantasy football guy.
Yeah.
You know? Edge always had a good look to him.
Mm-hmm.
Edge was too Nickelback for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was my problem with him. rated R superstar. There was nothing there, really.
Yeah.
You know? He could cut a good promo.
Yeah.
He always made a good heel.
He always put on good matches.
Him and Lita were a wonderful couple. They looked awesome. They looked sexy. You know, they fucked in the middle of the ring. That was cool.
He always gave it his all.
He did. Yeah, no, he left it all out there.
He's a great worker.
But when you discuss the top guys of all time...
He's nowhere in that conversation.
Nowhere even close.
No.
You know? So it's just like, just kept on... It's like he's the ultimate guy of, we know he's a professional, give him the belt.
Yeah.
He can run with it.
Yeah.
Give him something to do.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. None of the other podcasts... This podcast is very interesting because I have no idea what the relationship is between Stone Cold and Brock Lesnar.
All you hear... I mean, all I remember is the story where Vince goes to Stone Cold on a Raw and says, hey, you're jobbing to Lesnar tonight.
Yeah.
And Austin says, no, that's the money match here for pay-per-view. And then he walks.
Yeah.
That's all I know about their history.
Yeah. He never was even at Raw. He got called over the phone by Briscoe.
Yeah.
I know that because I saw the documentary.
I've seen it too, but I should remember that.
No. Yeah, I know, man. That's going to be interesting. It's
going to
be really interesting. I think it's going to be really entertaining.
Me too.
Because they're two guys. I think they're two guys who they're both really bright guys.
Mm-hmm.
And
it'll be interesting to hear Brock speak for himself.
I know.
Which doesn't happen enough.
It's interesting. That's the tack they're taking with him. And I think it's very effective because I was looking at some stuff from like 2002, like his feud with Eddie Guerrero specifically. I was watching some on YouTube and he talked way too much. He was not the intimidating giant monster.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people were beating him left and right back then. Yeah, he was just part of the roster.
I know.
They book him correctly now.
Yeah, they do.
That's how you book a guy.
Yep.
Let's see here.
So also announced on
Brocktober
champions.
Yeah,
Brocktober is Lesnar, Undertaker, the rubber match.
Right.
In Hell in the Cell.
Right.
Especially after Sting's experience at the last pay per view, is this a good idea for Undertaker?
Yeah.
I assume this is gonna be his last match till WrestleMania 32.
Oh, for sure, absolutely.
Well. I actually wouldn't be surprised if he made an appearance at Survivor Series this year because that'll be, I believe, the 25th anniversary of his debut.
Oh, that's interesting. I wonder if he gives a shit about that.
I don't know if he does, but I wonder if WWE,
they want to make some money off
it.
Yeah, maybe.
Marketing potential there,
possibly. So who wins this?
If this match were at WrestleMania, Undertaker easy. I gotta say Lesnar. What's the upside in Undertaker winning?
I agree. Undertaker can lose all he wants as long as it's not a WrestleMania. Hell, these days it's going to be a WrestleMania. Like, after Brock won, it was like, really? Bray Wyatt could win this.
You know? Well, no.
You ever thought that? Really?
No. They were going to have Undertaker lose 2 years in a row.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you're probably right. Wait, was there another one between that? No, that was the next year?
No, okay. Lesnar, Undertaker was 30, and then last year 31.
Okay. Oh, God. Yeah, it has to be Lesnar. It has to be Lesnar,
yeah,
I guess.
He's their most over guy.
Yeah.
He's their cash cow. They can't have him lose.
Yeah, that'd be weird if he lost.
There's more money in Lesnar winning than Undertaker.
It'd almost be an oh my God if he lost.
It would be.
You know? And the way they had Undertaker, that's the thing that bums me out, is that I'm still bummed out at the cheating win for the Undertaker.
Oh, where he tapped out, but no one caught it?
Yeah, it shouldn't have been that.
Oh, and the...
He shouldn't have tapped out. Even this is kind of okay. Tapping out.
Yeah, tap out. It seemed unnecessary.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I think they need to protect Undertaker more. But yeah, I mean, how's it going to go down? I don't know. I think Undertaker is probably tougher than Sting, though.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think he is.
Yeah.
He's just an old grizzly bastard. Sting is always going to be that pretty boy with the blonde flat top, I think.
At least in your mind.
In my mind, yeah. I was watching, what was I watching the other day? I was watching a Sting promo that he was doing on the Four Horsemen from like 1990. Luger was involved in somehow. And Sting was just being injured. He had the flat top. I don't know. I'm not really sure what they saw in Sting. I like Sting as the Crow. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Before that, it was just kind of weird. He was a decent talker.
Different era of wrestling, though, you know?
Yeah. Time for the gorilla position. Larson, refresh the good people what the gorilla position is.
Well, now it's kind of like we'll talk about backstage type stuff. Before, it was we'd debate some historical thing.
Right.
Whether it was relevant to what was happening or not. But now, we got rid of that. Now it's all kind of rumors and backstage
rumors, type stuff. Rumors, speculation, scuttlebutt, if you will.
Yeah.
Let's see here. So, in light of Sting's recent injury, I'm going off your notes.
Yeah.
Talk about WWE's recent attempts to make their product seem safer. So, we found out, it was kind of interesting, Daniel Bryan, he's actually totally cleared to wrestle.
By his doctor.
By his doctor. WWE says, you've had a lot of concussions, not so fast.
Yeah.
They have, like, lawsuits against him that are, like, ramping up left and right.
Yeah.
There was a recent, was that a recent one?
There was one that was, I want to say was, they changed the venue of the trial. I think they brought it to New York.
There was something involving Stephanie with one of the lawsuits.
Oh, was there?
That had to do with testing and protocol and stuff like that. I forget what it is.
Yeah.
But that stuff is ramping up. But there are questions related to the changes that WWE has made. Banning of the curb stomp.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan not being able to wrestle.
Well, you know, they've banned the pile driver.
While ago, right?
Yeah. And if you do it, I think you get fined.
Okay, yeah.
And I believe only The Undertaker and Kane can do the tombstone.
Okay, yeah. No one else can. You know the thing that I kind of like about that one, though, that I wish they would kind of... Well, and you know, this thing about the curb stomp, though, is that one of our friendos in the comments made the point that I guess Seth actually had come out and said he's fine with banning the curb stomp because he didn't want kids trying it at home. That's a damn good point.
That's actually
a really good point. And after hearing him say that, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Because that's an easy move to pull off, and it's really dangerous if you're a kid trying that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, anyways. As far as Daniel Bryan is concerned, that's a little bit, he's so reckless. Like, if he had changed his style, I'd see, you know, go ahead, go back
and
at it.
You know, I keep hearing that the diving headbutt is exceptionally bad for the people who do
it. I don't even like that move.
No, it's not a good move.
When Benoit did it, I didn't like it. When Daniel Bryan, it's just not, it's not a fun move. It doesn't look fun.
No.
It's not interesting.
It doesn't look like it damages anybody other than the person who's doing it. But by all accounts, that move is terrible for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's not banned.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And it seems like, I haven't noticed if, granted, I haven't watched many of his matches, Samoa Joe, since the Tyson Kidd incident. I think he did the muscle buster. Mm-hmm. But during his feud with Baron Corbin, he would just choke him out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know if they're...
I'm pretty sure he didn't do it last night on NXT when I watched that.
Okay.
They jobbed Enzo and Cass to Samoa Joe and the Fonz.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Yeah, we talk about NXT, but I think we can kind of just say those for the pay-per-views.
Yeah, that's kind of why I've watched a few weekly
NXTs. The weeklies, there's not a lot going
on. Yeah, it's pretty slight.
It is.
And you get enough of a recap during the special events that you don't really need to watch.
Right,
it.
Exactly, yeah.
Somehow their events are booked well enough that the payoff is worthwhile even if you didn't really watch the build-up.
Weird, right?
It's a well-booked show.
It is. Let's see here. So...
I'm wondering, though, once these concussion lawsuits are settled, will they start kind of reintroducing some of these moves? I mean, the pile driver, obviously, is...
That's going away for good.
Done. But, you know, say the concussion suits are settled or dismissed, then you let Daniel Bryan wrestle again?
I would say, yeah. We're going to see that again. We are going to see that again. I would say I could see the curb stomp coming back as, like, a one-time thing for, like, a WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You know, like, he does that move once to get the biggest reaction you'll hear out of the people. Are their protocols going to be a bit different? Or are they going to be like, hey, if you get another one of these, you're out for a year?
Yeah.
Or, you know, we're going to have, like, a litany of tests to determine if you're good to go again.
Well, granted, this is all based on what I've seen on Total Divas, because they've covered some of this. You know, he made it sound like that he was put through the ringer.
Yeah, really?
In terms of tests, not only by his doctor, but by WWE.
Yeah. So. And, you know... Makes you wonder all the NFL stuff. You said this in private conversation before. It's all the little hits that add up over time.
Yeah,
that do more damage than the big ones.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It's not so much the concussions; it's the because
I remember hearing that a while ago because there was a conversation. I think on Pardon the Interruption about Pee Wee League, you know, Little League or whatever they call
Pop Warner football,
yeah. And then high school. It's all the little things that add up, and then by the time you hit, like, college or whatever, even at the end of high school, your brain can be fucked up if you're, like, you know.
Well, in high school, I believe, this may have changed, but before, you know, there was no limits to how much you could.
The practicing.
You could practice or work the kids out, whereas in college, there's very strict limits.
Very strict,
the pros, there's very strict limits.
Yeah.
But in high school, apparently, you can just have them practice.
I wonder if that's because that was the case at least 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's changed. That
I hope
has
so.
To change
I hope
soon.
So.
Because I wouldn't, I mean, I've got a girl, but I wouldn't want, if I had a boy, I wouldn't want him playing football. Even if they did change that, I wouldn't want
him
playing football.
Yeah, I wouldn't want him doing that either.
All right, Larson, I think it's about that time.
Well, hold on.
Are there any rumors?
Well, we discussed this earlier about a potential format change for the show.
Oh, sure.
Based on the Night of Champions predictions video where we were doing some fuck wrestling.
Yeah.
Fucked a little bit.
Yeah. There seemed to have been a pretty good response from our view count. Yeah. Some people in the comments were saying, hey, this is pretty cool.
So, you know, we like this. We like the back and forth. Mm-hmm. But we kind of are curious what the demand would be for some sort of gameplay aspect to going in Raw on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So if you have an opinion either way, tell us.
If you watch FriendoCast, you can kind of see what it would be, except we'd be playing fuck wrestling.
Yeah.
Doing the same thing, except for Kayfabe Corner.
Yeah.
Which would always be this.
It has to be this.
It has to be this.
It's like a game of poker.
Exactly.
You have to be able to read each other's faces.
Exactly. But otherwise, if we're able to bullshit the way we bullshit here, do you feel the podcast would be enhanced by that, by watching more stimuli?
Yeah.
Or are you happy with our talking heads?
See, this in the Night of Champions video, I felt it kind of suffered in one way. I don't think a conversation suffered.
Right.
I just don't think the gameplay was that interesting because I was more concentrated on what we were talking about versus
winning or losing. I was too, but if there are little moments of chuckling here and there or, oh God, this is happening, then I could be okay with it.
Okay.
Could be okay with it. So
let us know.
We're throwing that out to you guys.
We might play around with it.
If there's an overwhelming response one way, we might play around with it. If we like it at that point, if we feel the conversation still flows, then we might continue.
Yeah.
But we're going to start here with you guys because that's what we like to do.
Yeah.
All right, Larson, is that time? It's the best time. It's time we're all looking forward to. Kayfabe Corner.
Tell people what it is.
Kayfabe Corner is the ultimate wrestling challenge.
Trivia challenge.
It's, my God. It is the ultimate in wrestling knowledge. Typically, we go with names, real or fake.
Okay.
Is this a real wrestler or fake? Now, last time, you changed things up a little bit, and you went with
a wrestler.
Shoot name or not.
Yeah.
Okay. So is it,
well,
you had the wrestler.
Pair with a wrestler. The wrestling, the in-ring name, and I offered up.
So was like the Junkyard Dog's real name, blah, blah, blah. Okay, right. So taking inspiration from that, I decided to go outside the realm of names into pure trivia. Now,
as long as the response I gave is real or fake, it's fine.
Correct. So the question of the day is...
Yeah.
That sounds healthy. The question of the day is... Is this a bullshit fact or a real fact?
Okay.
Is it fake?
Okay.
Is it a fake? Because here's the deal. Each of these.
Interesting.
God, it's been so long since I've done this. Luckily, I put real or fake next
good
to each one. Each of these will either be pure bullshit or pure fact. I didn't. If I say X number of blah, blah, blah was this, real or fake, it's not going to be, oh, no, it was 43, not 42.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Gotcha.
So it's either pure bullshit or it's real. It's either real or fake. It's real or fake. Real.
Just imagine it says fake. Right
or
here.
Fake.
All right. Number one.
12 questions and 2 bonus questions.
Mm.
Related to each other, I think. Yes, related
okay
to each other.
Okay.
Number one.
Yes.
Number one.
We need like a music cue to go in after each number one. Dun dun.
Like I know. What if the entire thing?
We can't bring the lights down.
I know,
like
exactly
that.
Like we just overproduce just kayfabe porn. The rest of it's all grainy and shit.
Yeah.
Standard def. Real or fake? The largest battle royal on record was a 108 man battle royal held in Japan.
Real.
Very good. Real or fake? Vern Gagne once wrote a romance book set in the world of wrestling called Matt Love.
Real.
Fake.
Oh, that's really good.
He did write a book on wrestling, but it had nothing to do with romance.
That's good. Matt Love?
Matt Love.
That's good.
I think it was called Matt Wars. See, that's not a small detail. It's a big detail.
No, yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
yeah.
a romance.
Well, I mean, it's not just a title you change. It's the whole premise of the
exactly,
book.
Exactly, yeah.
So it's fine.
In 1970...
Wait, hold on. Number three.
Number three. Number three. In 1979, two Lucha Mexican wrestlers died after having been in the same six-man tag match.
Real.
Fake. That sounds real, though. Huh?
It does.
Number four.
Four.
The lowest attended WCW event was in 1993 with a paid attendance of only 42.
Real.
Very good. Not horribly surprising.
No. That's, those are TNA numbers.
I know.
For their house shows.
42.
Man.
Real or fake? Number five.
Five.
Bob Uecker once owned 1% of the WWF.
Real.
Fake.
Fuck.
That's a good one, though.
It is very good, because he was on it.
I know.
A lot.
He was all over.
Yeah.
Kayfabe Corner, number six.
Six.
One, two, yeah.
Yeah.
Lou Thesz popularized the powerbomb.
Fake.
Real.
Really?
He did. Huh. I believe they say he innovated it. That's the word that was actually used.
Okay.
I didn't know if that meant he made it up. Which doesn't sound right, but it
no,
could be.
No.
Or I just figured popularize. He used the fact that he used the power. I could have said he used the power bomb.
I didn't think they used that until Diesel started doing it.
Me neither. Until Diesel started doing it.
I've got two so far. Remember correctly, right? Yeah, two.
Number seven.
Yeah.
Eddie Guerrero's American pay-per-view debut was Triple A's Wrestling When Worlds Collide.
That sounds real.
Very good. Yeah, WCW actually co-produced that.
Okay.
Or actually, they're the ones who brought it over and produced it, but it was AAA Wrestling.
Three.
All sorts of Rey Mysterio, I think, debuted there, too.
That's cool.
The pile driver is on record as the deadliest move in wrestling, having been responsible for three deaths dating back to 1915.
Real.
Fake. I just delivered that with such conviction.
No, it just makes sense. You're dropping someone on
it
their
does,
neck.
It does, right? It totally makes sense. The term puro resu is the term for hard style Japanese pro wrestling. Puro resu.
Fake.
Real. It's just the way that they made that term based off of how the Japanese interpret the word, the English word pro wrestling.
I'm not doing too well here.
I wasn't being racist by saying it like that. Okay. That's actually a term. El Santo only removed his mask publicly one time and died a week later.
Real.
Very good. Real.
How many is that?
We have three left. Oh, I'm sorry. No, two left.
Two left, yeah. I got four.
This is a good one. You're going to like this.
Okay.
Steven Stills performed at intermission of WCCW Cotton Bowl 1986.
Oh, goodness. Fake.
Fake. Yeah, that's right. It's fake.
That's five. That's really good.
You're inspired now, right? You're going to do this next week.
I'm going to do something like it.
All right. The only non-WrestleMania pay-per-view in the top 15 highest buy-rated pay-per-views list is Invasion.
Real.
Very good. It is real. Isn't that weird? Everybody shit all over that, but it did huge. But I guess everybody was in the Federation at that point.
Yeah, I guess so. That's interesting.
All right. So you got six. That's really good. Because these were hard. These were really good. I was very proud of this.
That is very good. Okay. You should be proud of that.
Now, I don't know if you're going to know this or not. You might know this straight up, or you might not. Because I thought about this, and I was like, I wonder who blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
And then I found out. I was like, okay, probably just gave away who it is.
Not really. You didn't really divulge any information that would help me answer this question.
Who founded New Japan Pro Wrestling?
Oh, shit, I do know that. It's Antonio Inoki.
Very good. I didn't know that.
Seven.
Now, Inoki trained many wrestlers. If you get this, I'll be really surprised. Okay. He trained many wrestlers, but according to internet, only two Americans, One was a guy named Bad News Allen. Who was the other?
I want to say Scott Norton. But that's not my real answer.
You wouldn't be far off. That's not really telling you much, but that's actually a pretty well-educated guess. That's a decent guess.
See, now you saying that's not that far off, it confuses me further.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Now I would have actually. I'll put it this way. I will put it this way. Knowing how big Norton was in Japan, I would have been less surprised if it was Norton.
Okay. I got to think of an American guy that was relatively popular in Japan. Probably, maybe.
Oh, I don't know that last part. I don't know about that.
And I assume it's a name that I'm aware of.
You know who it is. I mean, you know the person.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
the name I'm aware of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was popular in Japan? Let's say Andre the Giant.
No. Brian Clark. Isn't that random as hell?
It is random.
On the list, it was all these Japanese names, and I was like, okay, there's a couple that are non-Japanese names. I looked them up. There was like a couple Australians, I think, a British guy,
yeah,
and then two Americans, Bad News Allen, an African-American fella, and Brian Adams. Weird.
Wait, Brian Adams or Brian Clark?
I'm sorry, Brian Clark.
Okay.
Brian Clark. Wrath, right?
Yeah.
Mortis? No, Mortis or Wrath?
Mortis
was Canyon.
Yeah.
Wrath was, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And Team Chronic.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, him. Isn't that weird?
It is weird.
So you got, what, seven?
Yeah, seven.
Wow.
I'll take that.
That was impressive. I could tell you were chock full of anxiety. That threw you for a bit of a loop. You came through, though. You came through.
I'm typically a slow starter.
Yeah. Once you got wind of it, though. Some of these are good.
Yeah.
The Stephen Stills one, that could have been real.
The Pile Driver one.
Pile Driver one could have been real.
Yeah.
Let's see here. What else was fake on there? Luke Thez one was weird.
Yeah, I would have swore that was fake.
Bob Uecker could have been real.
Yeah, that definitely could have been real.
Yeah.
I didn't think they used the power bomb back in the 50s and 60s.
It's probably a really weird one. You know, it was
probably more like a wrestling throw than a proper jackknife.
Yeah, I know, exactly. They probably like went up like that and then did some weird. They're all old men with underwear on.
Yeah.
That's weird. Anyways, that's Kayfabe Corner. That's Going in Raw for this week. Thanks for tuning in. Let us know what you think in the comments about the whole video game thing.
Yeah.
And, we'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.